USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
North and South Korea's leaders have pledged to improve relations and resume previously suspended communication channels between the two countries. The resumption of the hotline on Tuesday comes despite stalled negotiations between Washington and Pyongyang on the denuclearization of North Korea during the Trump administration. Two significant U.S. lakes, one of which is a major reservoir, are experiencing historic lows amid a drought. Lake Powell, the second largest reservoir in the United States, has fallen to 33% capacity. Utah's Great Salt Lake, the biggest saltwater lake in the Western Hemisphere, is at record lows that were set back in 1963. The Biden administration moved to further limit America's military presence in the Middle East. On Monday, President Biden met with Iraq's Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi and vowed to end America's combat mission in the country before 2022. USA Radio News.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BEACH.
Let's get an Olympic update with Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau.
Lydia Jacoby became the first swimmer from Alaska to capture Olympic gold when she won the 100-meter breaststroke Tuesday in Tokyo. The 17-year-old's victory came as an upset as she outpaced teammate and defending Olympic champion Lily King, who finished third. Before Tuesday, King hadn't lost in a 100-meter breaststroke final since December of 2016, and Flora Duffy won the women's triathlon, giving Bermuda its first-ever gold medal. Duffy finished the race in 1 hour, 55 minutes, and 36 seconds, more than a minute in front of second-place finisher Georgia Taylor Brown of Great Britain. Only one other Bermudan had brought home an Olympic medal. Clarence Hill won bronze in heavyweight boxing in Montreal in 1976. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Former U.S. Senator Barbara Boxer was assaulted and robbed of her cell phone in Oakland on Monday afternoon. Boxer tweeted that she was robbed while walking near her apartment in the area of Jack London Square. Boxer claims the suspect never said a single word. He just shoved her to the ground forcefully and stole her cell phone. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With the ratings for the Olympic Games in Tokyo being the lowest in decades, three-time Olympian Lolo Jones gives Fox News her perspective on why not many Americans are watching the Olympics.
There's a few different reasons. One, obviously, the time zone difference is incredible. True. We're dealing with 13, 14 hours, so most of the events are finished by the time we wake up in America. The opening ceremonies were already done when we woke up, so I think that took a lot of the, you know, fun out of it. And then also, there are no fans. The opening ceremonies is totally about the fans from all around the world cheering on those athletes as they walk in the stadium, and that's when it gets really emotional. And then as we keep going on through the Olympics, I don't know if people have realized, but Michael Phelps and Usain Bolt both have retired. Those are big household names all around the world. They are out, so now it relies on Simone Biles, Katie Ledecky, Allyson Felix to bring in those ratings, and I think that they're dealing with all these different factors. It's really tough.
When the first interstellar object ever observed, Oumuamua, flew past Earth in 2017, it seemed to be accelerating in speed. That's not what most space rocks do. Now Harvard astrophysicist Avi Loeb says Oumuamua was an alien spaceship. On Monday, Loeb announced a project called the Galileo Project that will search for physical evidence of alien technologies and civilizations. The $1.75 million project aims to use a network of Earth-based telescopes to look for interstellar objects that could be extraterrestrial in nature. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.